Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakumfundisi bangane, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba letithokotisako.
Amen.
Manje ke mfundisi wami, into leli mazathi nabazalwana. Noma le ingcolisa thina kumuntu umfundisi, kumuntu phakathi komuntu umfundisi. Kunalento le yabathi ifururi. Khalifo noma intukutelo mfundisi
the Führer yes
ilemaze kukholwa
the Führer
kumuntu mfundisi kunenzondo lokho mfundisi kulimaza ukukholwa mfundisi lokho kumuntu mfundisi kunokukhala ukukhala mfundisi kulimaza ukukholwa mfundisi kumuntu mfundisi phakathi kumuntu kunokungabi naqiniso angabi naqiniso umuntu nje abanga angabi naqhamba izindlela ezimbili ayiwani kulimaza ukukholwa uJacob indodana kaIsaka noma umzukulu kaAbraham uJacob yamphethe kakhulu lento kungabi naqiniso mfundisi lebumenemene mfundisi le mafia mfundisi yamphethe uJacob le mafia le mfundisi ibizwa ukuthi mafiosi umuntu bathi mafiosi mfundisi igama lilunganga kumuntu manje ke ukuguqulela iqiniso mfundisi yamphethe uJacob umphethe kakhulu noma ehambile khona le kumalume wakhe le wenayo leyo nto le mfundisi yaze yahamba lento leyana mfundisi uma sedibane nengilozi mfundisi ingilozi yaguqula le gama lakhe le la lokuthi Jacob yampha igama lokuthi unguIsrayele inkosana kaNkuluNkulu manje ke mfundisi lezi zinto zilimaza ingcolisa thina mfundisi izona lezi ngoba zifike zicindezele ukukholwa kungabe namandla mfundisi emntwini insindiso ingabe namandla aphinda athi ha siyefana msi nabefundisi siyefana banjimani bayakhuluma nje ukhona nje impela onganasona nje mfundisi uyabona lento leyo manje sona phela singcolise simbambile kakhulu mfundisi manje ke lento lesinayo mfundisi la le ntukuthelo mfundisi le nakonke ngelokubali le mfundisi iloku kumele kukhitshwa yizwi mfundisi kodwa abantu bahamba abaprofeti bageze ngamandla bageze ngama oil angeke kuphume lokwamfundisi kukhitshwa yizwi ngoba izwi lifike lidala uthando umfundisi lidala ukulunga lidala ukuthobeka manje umfundisi leso sikhalo sithelo lesiyani singcolo asana amandla kuthi nabazalo khanimambo pastor
khanimambo mfundisi mina na cancer. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say with regards to this.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
All right. I'm saying to many people, come. You know, come to the salvation of the Father. Come. Come to the salvation of the Father. May you experience the salvation of the Father. And if you are responding to this, send your WhatsApp and say, yes, I heard you said come to the salvation of the Father. Then we'll talk from there. We'll talk from there. All right. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. What are the defilers? Things that are defiling us much of the time. Babongane.
Bongithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay ngibingelele nabafethu abangama guest studio nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu wase Nazaretha isihloko esithi defilers okungcolisayo. Defile is to damage the purity or appearance of mar or spoil. It refers to someone who violates a secret thing or makes something unclean, either physically or morally. To make unclean, to make impure, to soil, to pollute, to corrupt, to taint, to tarnish the purity of character by lewdness, make foul, profane, to render impure with sin. Moral defilement could be caused by breaking God's laws and commands. This could involve sins like adultery, murder or theft, cruel sexual immorality. Any type of sexual sin defiles a person. Genesis 49 verse 4. Unstable as water, you shall not excel. Because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch. URuben olala ke nomama omncane wangcolisa ke umbhede ke kayise Leviticus 18 verse 22-23. Ungalali nowesilisa njenganowesifazane. Kuyisinengiso. Ungalali nesilwane ukuzingcolisa ngaso. Nowesifazane makangemi phambi kwesilwane ukuba alale naso kuyichilo. Matthew 15 verse 18-20. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, theft, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. Don't marry outside the covenant and defile the priesthood. Nehemiah 13 verse 29. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and the Levites. A woman is defiled by being raped by a man. She has been made impure. Insizwa ngezidlwengula ingane nogogo ziyabangcolisa. Genesis 34 verse 2. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. We can also read verse 13 and 27. Idolatry of any kind also defiles us. Revelation 21 verse 8. We can read it on our own. 1 John chapter 5 verse 21. Little children, keep yourselves away from idols. Amen. We commit adultery when we treasure anything more than we esteem Christ. Mark 12 verse 30, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Taking the idols into the Lord's temple is an act of defilement. Jeremiah 32 verse 34, but they set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to defile it. The Lord is defiled and requires the blood of the murderer to be made holy again. Numbers 35 verse 33. So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. Isaiah 59 verse 3. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. Wickedness defiles the land, which then rejects its inhabitants. We can find that in Leviticus 18, verse 25-30. Earth is defiled by people transgressing laws, changing ordinances, breaking covenants. We find that in Isaiah 24 verse 5. And we can read Jeremiah 3 verse 1. Physical defilement can also refer to making something physically unclean, like contaminating food or water. Spiritual defilement. Jesus emphasized that what comes out of a person, thoughts, words, and actions, can defile more than what goes in. This includes things like envy, malice, and slander. Matthew 15 verse 11. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a man. James 3 verse 6. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. Jude 8. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Bitterness defiles. We can read Hebrews chapter 12 verse 15. Titus 1:15. To the pure, all things are pure. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, nothing is pure. But even their mind and conscience are defiled. Seeking for familiar spirits and wizards, Leviticus 19:31. Give no regard to mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Thank you so much, Baba Siabonga, Babongani. We really appreciate. Thank you very much. I appreciate. All right. We also have Thabo Mofokeng saying, Galatians 6:7-8. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Bab Philip Masango, thank you so much. Also, he says, Psalms chapter 124:7. Siphunyukile kugibe lomqhuphi. Lwaphuliwe ugibe. Let generational curses and spell of the family is broken by Jesus Christ, who is our salvation. That is Umfundisi Philip Masango there. Thabo Mofokeng says, greeting saints, things that are defiling us, Muruti, it can be the coarse jokes. When you find unbelievers mocking God and me as a child of God, I'm busy laughing. That one will defile our soul. Mfundisi Masango also has sent another one saying, beloved of Jesus Christ, Nkosi, sinful nature, it's in every human who is not being born again by the blood and pure water of God. Every man who is not born again is dominant by the Spirit of God and of darkness, spirit of creature which is disillusioned, reveal all satanic deeds and plots. Only God's grace and mercy, which is Jesus Christ, can save a man from this evil nature. The devil uses lust to defy God's plan for mankind. Pastor Masango there. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Pastor Masango. And of course, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
All right, Tapelo Jewel Selepe says, hi, Baruti. I want to mention defilers are abominations and detestable idols. Ezekiel 5:11 and then 2, intimate with a neighbor's wife. Leviticus 18:20. Number 3, spiritists and mediums. Leviticus 19:31. And lastly, transgressed laws. Evaluated statuses. Isaiah 24:5. Regards from Tapelo Selepe. We really appreciate Tapelo.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, let me go back to this one. I think Pastor Masang also. Oh, okay. I think it's the same thing. Yeah. I think it's the same thing. Sengifundile, yeah. Sengifundile. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hello, Tata Kunjani.
Siphilile njani?
Ngikhona Tata man. Baba unibulise lapha e-studio.
Awuzeke.
Nihla bonke.
Thank
you. Hayi Tata, ngiyavuya indaba yakho yoba umoya ungakwazi ukuhlala ngaphakathi emntwini.
Mm.
Okay man, funda apha kuqala. Ngifunda u-something before. It is the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. For he is founded it upon the seas and established upon the rivers.
Mm.
Who shall ascend to hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in the holy place? He who has clean hands and pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false and does not swear deceitfully.
Mm.
He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek in the face of the Lord God of Jacob. Lift up your hands, O gates, and O lift up, O ancient doors, that King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord. Strong and mighty, the Lord Almighty in battle. Lift up your hands, O gates, and lift up them up, O ancient doors, that the King and the glory of men may come in. Who is King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Lothi kusetha that we are standing, man. I think last week.
Mm.
Uthando kaYehova lungunaphakathi ngoba uThixo luthando.
Yeah.
So abantu manje aba bangakholelwayo kuThixo into abangaunderstand into yoba uthando luyintoni. Uthando lunguThixo. Ubaba ngathandaza uThixo, bathanda uThixo. Manje ukuthanda oku kuThixo, God is love, ukuthanda. So into kumele bayenze abantu bakuthi masithandazeni kakhulu, ngicela futhi kuthandazele iAfrika kakhulu. IAfrika iswele uxolo, kuyaliwa zimfazi ezingapheliyo. Kuze sekungathi ngoku iAfrika it's a barbaric place basiphile kuyo. Ngenxa yantoni sixakwela uthando. IAfrika ayinathando, abantu beAfrika banathando, uthando luphelile. Sicela livuselele tata.
Ngiyakuzwa bhuti wami. Inkosi ikubusise. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of this. And Caroline, let me read what Caroline is saying. Says, Pastor Ray, please read Matthew 15, verses 18 to 19. Read Matthew 15, verses 18 to 19. I want you to tell me what do you understand. Caroline, I want you to tell me what do you understand by this. If you say I must read it, yes, I will read it, but I want you to tell me what you understand by it. What is it that you understand by it? Right, it says, by those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Verse 20, it says, these are the things which defile a man. I think you should also do verse 20 there. These are the things which defile a man, but to eat with unwashed hand does not defile a man. All right. Now, what is it that you understand by this? The very aspect of defilements. We are talking about that. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564. Or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
All right, we are talking about defilers, what they are and what they are even all about. Things that are defiling us, you know, things that really make us dirty. Things that make us dirty. And when we look at ourselves and we see a man, somewhat, somehow, we have been dirtified, you know. We have been dirtified. What are those things that make us dirty? Now, I want to bring it to you, Sipho. When we speak of defilers, things that are defiling us, things that are really causing us a lot of defilements, I want to bring that to you, that you tell us as to what is meant by this. Now, also, I want to read some of the verses that we have been reading with regards to defilement. Some of the verses that we have been reading with regards to defilement. I want to read again, and I want to go back to this. I want to read again Leviticus 18:24. It says, "Do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by which these things nations are defiled, which I am casting out from before you." In other words, the things that are done by the world.
That's true indeed, Mfundisi. Remember, we are the light of the world. The whole world in darkness.
Yeah.
We got Jesus Christ being the source of our light. That is why it's declared in Matthew chapter 5, we are the light of the world. So, it's amazing that we want to drag the world into the church, whereas we should take the world in the word of God to the world. Because we are carrying the good news. Evangeli, a good news. Where we see those bantu abanganalo uthando, abantu abanganalo ithemba, we bring that good news. So it's unfortunate nowadays it's upside down. We want to take all these into the sezweni. It is Romans chapter 12. Singalingis, ladies and gentlemen. What a cool in on the 2 years were injured. Sigwas slowly so good look Tanaka Pelele. Oh, in Tanaka Kulungul. Says Scudimism by a tea template. So now we conform to the standard of the world. The standard of the world sitting from this. If you feel it, just do it. We need not just do it. You have to consider God's word. Is Gankulungul from this little goody. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. That is why. All those are the standard of the world. You must have pride on what you have. We don't live in that standard of the world. We've got our own standard. This is our mirror. We look to the world and we become doers of the world. So it's important. We should remain being the hope of the dark world. We are the light of the world. Let us bring the word. So in this defilers, let us not try to imitate the world. The hope to the darkened world.
I hear you quite well. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say with regards to this. Mr. G, we will come to you just after this.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, Mr. G says, good evening, Pastor Ray. May I please ask Pastor, ukufaka isiphandla esandleni while you are a Christian, does that defile as a child of God? I will take this to our guests. Let me ask our guests. Let me start with you, Mfundisi Motha. Ukufaka isiphandla while you are a Christian, does it defile you as a child of God?
Thank you so much, Mfundisi, and thank you for this good question. It does, my brother. It does so much. Remember, the body is the temple of the Lord, and you know, one does not just put isiphandla. But in that process, there is some ancestral ceremony that they do. I spoke earlier about culting the medium spirits. I spoke earlier about worshipping the dead, consulting the dead. So I know in many cases, not in many cases, but it is always the case that when they slaughter that goat, uma bahlaba basuke benza umsebenzi othile, whether they are saying they are cleansing the person, whether they are saying they are letting grant like I, whatever the reason being, but there is some ancestral ceremony that takes place, and in that there are some spirits. The word of God in the book of Leviticus, it was talking about the spirits, that we should not even regard nor consult the spirits or the mediums. So when you are actually wearing spandla, you are in that covenant. There's some covenant that, because there's a sacrifice of the blood. For one to wear spandla, kube khona igazi elichithekayo laleyo mbuzi ehlatshiwe, and yakhulunyelwa. So to give a straight answer, Mfundisi, it is defiling us as a child of God. You cannot be doing that, because in other words, now you are worshipping two gods. It cannot be.
Yeah. Sipho, what do you say?
100% correct, Mr. Mota, because scripture and from this ukuthi ubusise umuntu othemba, othemba like in Job. So lowo abafaka iphandla ukhombisa ithemba abalibeke kuko kubantu kwamasiko wabadala kulabantu ababahlabelayo babonga bona, they worship them. Elithizwa nkulunkulu, you cannot serve two masters. And okwesibili, the spirit of sacrifice aba sacrificeayo in those things, they're spilling the blood, hlaba imbuzi, babaphuzisa igazi. Those are ungodly acts. So you cannot faka isiphandla njengomntana kankulunkulu. You cannot always do those things. It khombisa ukuthi ithemba lakho, you're living a double standard life.
You're unstable.
In other words, you either you're of God or you're of the devil. And that's it. It's a fair and honest answer from the Bible, not just mental.
I hear you quite well. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. What is meant by the things that are defiling us?
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Caroline, I hope you will come back to me. I know the verse is very clear, but I hope you will come to me and tell us as to what are the implications of that to you, and what should be the implications of those verses to us. I also added verse 20 there. Babongane.
Mphinde ngibingeleleke kuwe mfundisi uRay nabafethu abangama guest studio nomndeni wonke we Radio Pulpit. Ngimbingelela ke egameni lika Jesu Christu, ngisaqhubeka ke la ebengcine khona. We are the tabernacle of God, even temples, and whatsoever is defiled, God shall destroy that temple. First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Do not abuse the physical temple of God. Psalm 74, verse 7. They have set fire to your sanctuary. They have defiled the dwelling place of your name to the ground. We can read on our own Psalm 79, verse 1. Have a pure temple so God can dwell with you. Leviticus 26, verse 11 to 12. I will set my tabernacle up among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. To keep your body holy, stay holy, avoid things that defile. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. The successful Christian is one who walks in the Spirit, so that defilement no longer defines him. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We can also continue on our own on verse 19 to 21, and also read 1 John chapter 3, verse 6 to 10. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior, amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate, sir. I really, really appreciate. Thank you very much for coming back to us again. Now, when we look into the word again, I can tell you without a doubt that we really need to check this out. And Sipho, let me bring this to you. Psalm chapter 19, verse 12, it says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from the secret faults. The secret sins are also defilers. Let me take a call and come back to you, Sipho. Hello there, hi.
Hello, I'm Ruti Ray.
Hey, champ.
Ruti Ray.
How are you? How are you, sir?
I am good. I am well.
I'm very well, Murutu Akaman. Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Yes, Murutu Ray. As a colleague, he joined me, but Utualebole Laka things that defile us.
Yes.
Yes, Murutu Ray. He shared a hanyani. Le banaba mutimu. Wisdom emudimu ampileng yona mhlanga mudimu lentsela mudimu mo Matthew 5:8 le re blessed are few in their heart, for they shall see God. Okay, things that defile us are things that block us to see God, or that move us on a way to see God. Number one, it's action. Two, motive. Three, thoughts. Okay, let us take motive. People, they do good things. Mara, motive wabona all wrong. There are many pastors following but the motive ever to million kerkekayona I write.
Yeah.
The motive ever to million kerkekayona go hore they wanna be rich.
Mm.
they want to drive Mercedes-Benz or BMW or Rolls-Royce for that matter.
Mm.
They want to live in something.
Yes.
They are doing good things, but with a wrong motive.
Mm.
That makes the pure heart to be defiled, and it moves you away. We are on the journey, but on this journey, there are a lot of things still ring Satan Wadi Pisa just to defile a pure heart.
Mm.
So we must protect our hearts to be pure so we can see God.
Yes.
Okay, action. There are action. So you take what belongs to God and wadifa another God.
Mm.
And that's why God, I am a jealous God. Oh jealousy, because you are making what is true untrue because of your action.
Mm.
Like a man, abona munna musadi wa hai atinta reisi moriterium ta munomo.
I can make that.
God becomes jealous like a man.
Yeah.
Abona musadi wa hai alukisa munomo metlapa alornesa napi.
Yeah.
God becomes, and that defiles you.
Mm.
It makes you racially unclean.
Yeah.
It moves you away from the way that will make you to see God.
Mm.
So, Mom Tankam Dimu, there are a lot of things that didirang untrue, but we must guard our motives. We must guard our thoughts,
mm.
our ways, our actions.
Yes.
We must get those things, because the problem is in the heart, because the inside controls the outside.
Mm, mm.
Whatever, if you can check those things, thoughts, they come from the heart.
Yeah.
Motive, they come from the heart.
Mm.
So the problem is in the heart.
Mm.
When we become born again, when we choose to live for God, when we choose to give our body as a living sacrifice to God, we must change our heart.
Yeah.
Not by words, by speaking, not by just standing there and so that people can see you, or if you are still young, so that your parent can see you, because your parent took you and forced you to go to church. And then you said, I will just become born again, so just to satisfy my parent, just to satisfy my wife, just to satisfy my husband, because my husband loves a church. So I will just stand there and raise the hand, but I will refuse with my heart. So that is why you will see people are doing those things, like the tailoring, the racially unclean. Amen.
I hear you. I hear you. Thank you. Thank you, Murutim Sandiwa. May the Father greatly, greatly, greatly grace you with more and more in your life.
Amen, Murutire. Amen, Murutire. Kiboni, nagelekele rumela samtini.
Yeah.
Ekerekina, munomo wa unrumela na Muruti. Do you know where is this church? Please connect me.
Yeah.
Utere, uwe mediste banna. Baba Sanyala na emitsa ba Sanyala na vita ba abakita bo pele a feta fela are ba sadi ba nne ka line so are nna ma thoma tsa mutshizo munyaka ba tshiza bo botle ka line a feta fela are bo botle ba le tshiza neng tshentsha ndi number ne le thoma communicate tsa ka tshene
ke bo hey yeah dia bo straight
you see, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Now, Sipo, I was talking about secret sins are defiling us. What say you there?
It's important, Fundisi, to know to go to Ibaibheli ofihle iphambeko zakhe akayikuphumelela kodwa uyivumayo azishiye ngoba sizivumi kuphela sichubeke kuza.
Mm.
But sometimes many people say, but
I've already confessed them, but they don't want to forsake it. In other words, we confess it, we forsake it, and then the grace of the Lord, we qualify for it. We'll Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13. Hidden sins are so dangerous because they are unforgiven. If you have son, because you don't see anything wrong with it. But once we confess it and forsake it, then we are being delivered from all those sins that they trip us. Another thing, for instance, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22-23, it is obedience, stubbornness, near rebellion. Those are the things that defile us. We cannot continue to disobedience, to disobey God's word. Defile God's word. We cannot be stubborn. Only just two people. Ababani, they were rebellious. They were so stubborn, disobedient to God's word. In other words, as a body of Christ, what defile us, what disqualify us to walk with God, is to be disobedient to his word. Let us be holy as God is holy. We cannot have our own standard and expect God to live on our own standard. We are expected to live in God's standard.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Sipho. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
Join us as we change lives forever. Together with you on Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
All right, let me talk to Mom Hatlane.
Oh yes, dumela.
Ashe
mama.
Ke
re le wa go lo ke Julia Hatlane.
Dumela.
Ke phone from ka Johannesburg.
Mm.
Mo barne ke yo ba re le bua ga golo.
Yeah.
Ke sa tshile di se ke ale kwa ke ale kushisha.
Mm.
Yes, ke bala mo go Genesis. Chapter 4, verse 8, mo itlaloshangi ka Abele le Cain. Ya ka lebaka la moya wa jealous. Cain o ile a kwatela Abele ka lebakeng la setlhabelo sa Abele Modimo ile a se amogela. And then sa Cain a se amogela because Cain na dira setlhabelo batho a sa dira sentle. Na sa dira sentle. So Modimo setlhabelo sa Cain a sanka a se amogela. So o ile a kwata Cain. So go kwata mo ile ke the spirit of jealous. So na spirit is also jealous. Se le sa dira gore Cain a bolaeng Abele. Wa bona. So that's why Modimo ha mmotsiša gore ke kwa madi a ngwana geno a lla mo go nna go a tseetseng ke ge Cain a araba a re a se nna modiše wa Abele. So wa bona gore he was angry. So moya wa ntho wa jealous ke ona o dirane gore re be defiled. Wa e bona. So Modimo ka raka re thusa re leba le lentšhu la Modimo ka metlha re le bana ba gage and then ka lona re a agega ka lona ka seZulu ba le a re kondisa ka lona lentšu la Modimo le dira gore re mo tsebe more and more. Because immediately when you are defiled ka tsone dilo tse maybe ke tla bane ke di dira ke le motho then moya wa Modimo le lona wa tsamaya wa e bona. So ke le wa golo le sa treat this thing ya tsosheletsa e dira gore le bandla la modimo le phaphame because ka nete mo rena tsho wa boya o nyaka re a boya a re khumane re le ready so ke le buila holo modimo re thona fa tsa pastor re le ba ruthi ka moka ka mo ka mo radio ni ka mo re a le wa holo God bless you.
Thank you so much mem hatlane re ya le bogathata modimo a wetse hantle.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, let's do this. Hey Caroline.
Good evening Pastor Ray.
Hey.
Le batho bana le bona ba ruti ka ofela.
Thank you ma'am.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Welcome.
Bible e re se ka ke tsholo ko Matthew 5:15, verse 19 and 20. Here are the thoughts that we are having. Ke tsona tse re etsang hore tse re defile sexual immorality. Dintho tse ka ofela di re tsa hore modimo a tsamaele hole le rona. Because modimo a re mo lentsweng la hae, we should be holy. Because he is holy. And it in tose diretsa hore re violate the covenant e o modimo a batlang go yetsa le rona. Re hopola hore modimo hana kopana le rona ska Abraham. O ile re tshepisa ntho sengata hore so le so le so and then o tlorisa kae o tloetsa e mo maphelong a rona. Mariano di nthotse re kena le tsona le mo kingdom e ya modimo. And ya no di etsa go modimo a ske a gona. Ho fulfill a purpose ya hae ka maphelo a rona re hopola hape hore Paul ke rata scripture se ko 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 16 are ko Timothy avoid godless chatter because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly so di puo tseo re di buang dietsa re se ra richa our destiny dietsa re se ra hola spiritually gona le mo Peter a bua moteng 2 Peter or 1 Peter mo areng we should desire spiritual milk so that we may grow so dintotse ha re dietsa mo maphelong a rona dietsa re se ra hola pastore dietsa re na le ditoro a kere gape ene ya no re batla ho fihla samwe mo bophelo Mariano dinthotse dipuo tse re di bua menahano e re nahanang se ka Paul hape a tsho are whatever is good whatever is praiseworthy re tlamile re nahane ka dinthotse so dinthotse na di a re fedimaka di a re pholutha e ke lwa bona di etsa hore ya no re se ke ga tshwane le re tshwana le mo priester ole o one day a eme mo pela modimo modimo a re ko batho ba bang a re mo hlobodiseng di garments tse ditshila that means ya no modimo a gone re sheba ka lehlole hantle ene a gone fulfill a purpose ya hae ka maphelo a rona ka lebaka la maphelo a o re a phila a re fedi makang. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you ma'am, same to you. You sent also another one just after this small jiffy, let's play it.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Yes, ma'am.
And again, this thing passed away. Dieta hore, reske rabadi jana. Tse umudimu akadisele disa. Because Rizwa the advice is still for Abigail and Timothy. Arakoye na haide ubatwa ubasi jana. Se sebe disa mba jinsan kete fong. So, Mujimu hana rie, umile abani e picha, e kode ka makino akoni, kese ni sahini jesha. E mpa, kade baka lagi mpete jihu, e yi hivye cha, e kisa nani awadani. Mujimu akoni e picha, e kese ni sahini jesha.
Alright. Alright. It is not audible. At all. It is not audible at all. Nevertheless, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And Bab Masango says, Pastor Ray, anything that you wouldn't like your wife or husband to do, don't do it. Secret chatting with women or males without your wife or husband knowledge is a sin. Anything that is ungodly, we need to stay away from. Anything that would bring shame to God and to your wife or husband, don't entertain it. Sin is cropping in a small scale, but the damage is horrible. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. We take that advice. Absolutely. It's important. It is important. Fundis Mota, let me come to you. Now, when we look into Psalm 79, it says, verses 9, "Help us, O Yahuwah, of our salvation, for the glory of your name, and deliver us and provide atonement for our sins, for your name's sake." Another thing that defile us is the abuse of the name of the Father. And we need to be careful about that. Finally, Mfundisi Mota?
Mfundisi, that's very much true. The Word of God says that we should not use the name of the Lord in vain. So, we should not even try to use the Word of God or the name of the Lord for our personal gain, just to entice our wrong motives to try to get people to things in the name of the Lord. Well, you know that this is not actually coming from the Father. Ati Jehovah, ati ba prophet amanga ekamen lam angbatu manga, because there are those who are not even sent by the Father himself.
Yeah.
But they will come and speak lies and say, "Unkulunkulu khulume nami, ungibonise ukuthi unkulunkulu ungitshele ukuthi nginikeze 12,000, nginikeze this and that," while the Father has not even said that. So so we should shun away, Mfundisi, in using the name of the Lord in vain. You know, for especially umuntu one pride with arrogance, when they see what is in the zamhambele kahle, they will do by all means or whatever that they can do just for them or to protect their status or to protect their image, because they are no longer serving the Father, but they are serving their own stomach. So if they see ukuthi babonakala ngathi abasaphumeleli empilweni, it will be to them like a failure. And forgetting good whatsoever that we have, it comes from the Father himself. So we'll find that people twisting the Word of God for their benefit. It's the same as umuntu ati, yes, siyajola, siyathandana, we can do this. They're forgetting that the Father says in secret. You know, some people, they think ukuthi isono, it's only when somebody becomes pregnant while they are doing fornication. The Word of God says the heart is so deceitful. And abantu umuntu azikhohlise ati, because nobody can see me, I can be able to do. I don't know how did it happen. We only slept once. And where's Wagoti Lala Gangaki? So the thing is, we should not even try to justify our wrong deeds by using the word, the name of the Lord. Nabanda Batingani, Adam Waikanae, the fruit. So let us continue to do the wrong thing. It is recorded so that we can know and learn. If we disobey the Father, there are consequences for that. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Before we conclude, we say to many people, come. You know, come and walk with us. Come and serve Christ. Come and be part of Christ. It's very important. And it should be that way. I want to play this song just before we go. Come walk with me.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space.
space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Oh yes, Olita Adams there in the background. Here's a WhatsApp, the last one that says, evening Pastor Ray, we serve the God who is Trinity. The holy, a human being is comprised of three components, the body, the soul, and the spirit. All these components must be kept pure and holy. Our hearts and minds must be filled with the word. Our bodies must be full of God's glory. Our spirits must be full of praise and worship. Amen, Baruti. Bishop Papa Naledi Simeon Makua at DKC Mabupani High School. Shalom. Thank you so much. The final words, Sipo, what do you say? I'm giving you just 30 seconds. Go for it.
Ngithi mfundisi, if ungolile umlaleli, that thing that justified you, come to Jesus just as you are. iBhayibheli ithi,
yes, come to Jesus.
Uma izono zethu uthembeke ulungile besiphethe ngomhlaba kokungalungi. Jesus purify you is the open his arms. He died for you. He's ready to forgive you. He can restore you. He loves you. Come back. Don't kill yourself. He loves you. Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much. Mfundisi Mota, in 30 seconds, what say you, sir?
Mfundisi, thank you so much. It was a great topic. We have learned everything, my brother, that we have learned tonight. And I just want to say, it is only the Spirit of God that can be able to guide us, that can be able to help us, so that we can be able to possess our vessels and remain holy, for He is indeed holy. As the word of God says, let us be holy, for He is holy. Nyabonga, my brother.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Next week, we are going to touch this very aspect again, our walk. We are going to talk about it, and we are going to critique our walk as believers today. We are going to critique our walk. And I want to say thank you so much. Mfundisi Mota.
Thank you so much, my brother. Blessings to you and yours. And Mfundisi Sipho, siyabonga kakhulu, and blessings to abalaleli emakhaya.
Thank you so much, Sipho.
Poka Popo Zani is signing out, Mfundisi. Siyabonga abalaleli emakhaya. We love you all.
Uteni, Poka Popo Zani signing out. Uteni. This is how I sound at Lalel.
Signing out.
Nasoge, nasoge mfwetu, nasoge, nasoge. Thank you so much to both of you, Sipho and Mfundisi Mota.
Love you, Mruti.
Love you, man. Siyabonga kakhulu. Tudaraba. Auzege. And of course, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the show. We really give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt His holy name. There's none like Him in our lives. And thank you so much for the calls and the WhatsApps. Thank you. We appreciate this very much so. From me, it's been great. Shalom.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.